One. Take a lazy student, an educated pensioner, and the internet. The combination of these three factors has given rise to a most unusual trend at Czech universities. University students are paying pensioners who have a lot of free time on their hands and are happy to make some extra cash to write their essays for them. Professors and lecturers say there's plenty of this going on, and most of the time they can tell by the way the essays are written. Pensioners use very literary Czech. They never copy whole sections from the internet the way students do, but they rewrite the information in their own style and make very few grammatical mistakes, if any, says Jana Šemberová, vice dean of a South Bohemian university. Šemberová also teaches seniors at a university for the elderly, and she says she recognizes their style of work instantly because it is so different from that of today's generation brought up on the internet and emails. Many of these pensioners are former research workers and scientists, and not only are their pensions very low, but they actually miss working. Many of them are willing to research and write about subjects that are far from their own field of knowledge. One 77-year-old pensioner says this activity has given his life a new impetus. He says he can handle around 5 in-depth reports a month on very different topics, and he gets 1,000 crowns to 1,500 crowns apiece, which practically allows him to double his pension while keeping busy. The only thing is, are Czech universities educating pensioners instead of young people? And if so, where's that going to lead us? Fortunately, students still have to turn up for exams, and a group of 70-year-olds would look really suspicious. Many Czech craftsmen take pride in making their own nativity scenes. Some are made of wool, others ceramics, paper or wood, and many are made in view of being handed down for generations. One wood carver has put his entire village in his nativity scene, with miniature copies of the real people living there. He adds a few every Christmas when newcomers arrive. Josef Kejda from Velkoměřicko has decided to put Czech statesmen in his nativity scene, and so people from across the centuries rub shoulders around the cradle of baby Jesus, among them Emperor Charles IV, Jan Amos Comenius, Czechoslovakia's first president, Tege Masaryk, and the country's post-revolution president, Václav Havel. The new SMS service that informs drivers who have had a few drinks when they can safely get behind the wheel of their car again has really caught on in the Czech Republic. Since it went into operation in the second half of September of this year, over 10,000 drivers have used it to avoid paying fines on the road. The calls come from 6,000 different callers, and some use it repeatedly, says Best Communication Group, which introduced the service. Drivers usually make use of it in the morning when they are still hungover from the night before. An SMS message stating their sex, age, weight, and the alcohol consumed is enough for the SMS service to let them know how long it will take for them to be in a state fit to drive. 82% of the callers are allegedly men, and the majority are aged between 18 and 29. St. Nicholas, celebrated on the eve of December the 5th, marks the start of the Christmas festivities here in the Czech Republic. Children are then visited by St. Nicholas, who arrives in the company of an angel and a devil. This colourful trio commands plenty of respect among toddlers and young children who are asked to recite a poem and say whether they've been good in the past year. Those who have received chocolates, nuts, fruit and small presents. The naughty ones get black coal and a lot of finger wagging from the devil, who threatens to carry them off to hell if they continue to misbehave. Although this to the Christmas season is an age-old tradition, in recent years, child psychologists have been stressing the need to lighten up and protect overly sensitive children from being excessively traumatized by the sight of the devil. Most parents, therefore, stand right next to their children, helping them through the ordeal, declaring that they have indeed been very good and coaxing them along to recite their poem or sing their song. However, there are plenty of St. Nicholas, Angel and Devil trios running around town on December the 4th, and sometimes things get so badly out of hand that not even the presence of an angel is any help. This year, a 12-year-old boy in the town of Mladé Vozice was attacked by a drunken devil. The masked devil pushed him to the ground, beat him and kicked him repeatedly before others came on the scene to help. The terrified child was taken to hospital in a bad state. Physically, he suffered lumps and bruises, but psychologically, it's not an experience he's likely to forget in a hurry. In another part of the Czech Republic, a 15-year-old boy accidentally set on fire the angel wings his classmate was wearing. The girl suffered some burns and was saved by her friend's presence of mind. They pushed her to the ground and rolled her around in the snow to put out the fire. In short, there's too much alcohol being taken on St. Nicholas's Day, and the celebrations seem to get a bit wilder every year. The next time you come to Prague, don't forget to take a late evening walk in the city centre in order to admire the city in a new light. The Prague Town Hall has decided to bring back gas lamps to some parts of town to recreate the atmosphere of days gone by. The plan to highlight the town's historic character is both expensive and long-term, but you can already admire the gas lamps in Celetná Street, for instance. This old-fashioned lighting, a cold yellow blurry light with overtones of blue and green, is actually much more romantic than the electric lighting elsewhere. But if you're on your own, it can also be a lot more spooky, so you will have no trouble at all believing all the blood-curling legends about headless riders and other late-night apparitions said to roam about town on dark nights. The gas lights are switched on automatically at dusk, but on very special occasions you may get to see an old-fashioned lamplighter slowly going down the street, lighting one gas lamp after another with a long bamboo stick. Then you'll really feel that you're back in 1847 when gas lamps first appeared in the streets of Prague. But it all depends on how much money there is in the municipality's coffers. Gas lighting is more expensive than ever before. Its installation in Celetná Street alone cost 16 million crowns.